With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson are trying to rally the troops ahead of a vote in the House on President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Speaker Johnson says he's trying to address some issues some Republicans have with the package.
We can't make everyone 100% happy. It's impossible. This is a deliberative body. It's a legislative process. By definition, all of us have to give up on our personal preferences. I never got to ask anybody to compromise core principles, but preferences must be yielded for the greater good. And that's what I think people are recognizing and coming to grips with.
President Trump wants the bill on his desk to sign by July 4th. President Trump has announced a trade deal with Vietnam. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A week before his global tariffs are scheduled to take effect, the president announced that he personally negotiated a trade deal with the General Secretary of Vietnam's Communist Party. He wrote online that Vietnam will pay a 20% tariff on goods exported to the U.S., and in return, Vietnam will open its market to the U.S. with zero tariffs. The president suggested that American-made SUVs and large vehicles would benefit from the trade deal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Brian Koberger pleaded guilty Wednesday to murder in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. He entered the plea in a deal with prosecutors that will allow him to avoid the death penalty. He had been set to go to trial in August. Koberger remained impassive as he confirmed to the judge that he stabbed the four victims. He was a graduate student at nearby Washington State University when prosecutors say he sneaked into a rental home in Moscow, Idaho, and stabbed the four students. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 10 points. This is SRN News. The battle over transgenderism comes to India.
The highest court in the state of Andhra Pradesh has ruled that men who are living as women are women when it comes to the application of the law. India is divided into 36 states, and Andhra Pradesh is the seventh largest. Homosexual activity is generally frowned upon in India, and gay marriage is not legal. But the country has a large LGBT activist community, and they hope to capitalize on this court decision to spread transgenderism nationwide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man suspected of gathering information on Jewish locations and individuals in Berlin for Iranian intelligence, possibly with a view to carrying out attacks, has been arrested in Denmark. Prosecutors say the man is a Danish national and was tasked by an Iranian intelligence service with gathering information on Jewish localities and specific Jewish individuals in Berlin. German security authorities stepped up protection. SRN News. Del Monte Foods is filing for bankruptcy protection.
The 139-year-old California company is best known for its canned fruits and vegetables, which have seen sales slide as U.S. consumers seek out healthier and cheaper options. The bankruptcy filing is part of a planned sale of the company's assets. It has secured $912.5 million in debtor-in-possession financing that will allow it to operate normally during the sales process. Del Monte is owned by Singapore-based Del Monte Pacific. John Scott reporting.
Microsoft is laying off thousands of workers, its second mass layoff in months and its largest in more than 2 years. The tech giant began sending out layoff notices Wednesday that hit the company's Xbox video game business and other divisions. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.